Here we go with our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics. We're joined now by Penlet Christian Boys basketball junior Griffin Stoltz following a 58-50 win over Knoxville. Griffin, after a tough one Friday night, you guys come back out here, hard-fought game against Knoxville, and didn't come easy, but you're able to pick up the win. What's just the overall feeling for you and the guys after getting back on track here in a big way?
Oh, it feels good, and I know I didn't play on the varsity last year, but I know they lost pretty good, so it feels good to come and hand them a win and stay undefeated at home.
Hey, that's always a nice thing when you get to stay undefeated at home. We got to start off talking about the play of the night for yourself there. Into the third quarter, Eagles get the basket, and you just make the heads-up play, just get in front of the pass, steal it. What's kind of going through your mind after you get the steal there, knowing that the clock's running down on you?
Honestly, I didn't really know how much time I had left, so I just kind of caught it in the air, turned around, and chucked it up, and it went in. So,
I was gonna say, I mean, that is a huge momentum play. And then you had another one late in the ball game there against the defense there. 5 seconds on the shot clock, got an open lane to the basket, and you're able to take advantage there. You know, this is a team that there's a lot of different scoring options, and from time to time they ask you at a moment like that, biggest spot in the game, to come up with a bucket like that. What's kind of your mentality when the team looks to you late in the ball game there to make a big play like that?
Well, coming out of the huddle, Trey told me he was going to drive and kick it to me, and I got to be ready to shoot it, and I planned to shoot it, but it got taken away, so I had to drive instead, and I got the finish. So,
well, and you look at a game like this, well, this is a big game. I mean, you know, a lot of big performances, no one person necessarily carrying the workload, a lot of different individuals stepping up, and I think that's a testament just kind of the team nature of this and how much the team component plays a factor in what you guys do on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our team especially, we're all just really close, and we hang out a lot off the court, and I feel like that helps our team chemistry on the court, and we just play for each other and play with a lot of energy. So,
well, you talk about the team chemistry. I mean, I think this is the most watched interview I've ever had right now, because you got the whole group and then family and friends gathered around here as well. But you talk about that team chemistry. I mean, when you look at just that bond, games like this one especially, where it's tight and it's physical, it's chippy. How does that bond come into play on a night like tonight where, you know, it doesn't come easy on the court?
Well, I think, first off, it's just encouraging, because I know a lot of teams can get down on each other when they make mistakes, but I almost had two turnovers back-to-back, and I got in the huddle and people were lifting me up, and that helps me just be my best. That makes me feel good. These guys got my back, and so I went out there and made a play, so...
Yeah, and again, we're talking to Griffin Stoltz, junior for the Penley Christian Boys basketball team, following a 58-50 win over Knoxville here on Monday night. When you look at this matchup, too, I think the big thing, obviously, Lincoln Norris, everyone kind of knew coming in. He was a guy who could play, and he made some plays tonight, but down the stretch, defensively, you guys were able to kind of limit him, and beyond that, really not allowing anyone else to get going. What was kind of the message from coach, and knowing that Lincoln was going to be able to get his points, but just trying to slow him down enough to do enough to give you guys the win?
Yeah, as you said, we know he was going to get his points, but our main goal is just to make his points as tough as possible, make him take bad shots. And I think we did a pretty good job of that. I know he had 30, but I feel like he also took some tough shots. So,
well, and his 30 points came on a ton of shots, too, as you kind of alluded to there. And, you know, getting them into foul trouble there late in the game or early in the fourth quarter, it felt like played a big factor in that, too, especially with an injury early on, shrinking the bench just even a little bit more there. And for the final 5.5 minutes, you had 5 guys. How big was that to be able to get into the fouls early of Knoxville and be able to get some extra rest with some free throw opportunities where things kind of slowed down for just a little bit?
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, when they got a lot of fouls early, then we could just attack the hoop, and then we knew every call was going to be free throws after that, which was, as you said, rest and just basically free points. So,
well, and you look at this matchup too, the other thing that I haven't touched on yet is, you know, it's always fun to play in a high-energy atmosphere like this, right? But it can also be a little bit tiring. So you guys got to get rested up. How do you guys go about doing that to get ready for a couple more tough tests with Dallas Center Grimes and Indianola later this week?
Some BOGOs at Culver's and a good night's rest.
Hey, that is a great answer. We talk about Dallas Center Grimes. I know that you guys have been focused on Knoxville as well, but, you know, just being able to kind of keep that momentum rolling and keep things going, especially here at home, what's it going to take to be able to get the job done against the good Mustang squad?
Come out and be good on the defensive side of the ball and play with good energy. And I know a lot of guys are going to be tired, but we just got to bring the energy tomorrow as well.
Griffin, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a big win here against Knoxville on Monday night.
Never lost.
That was Griffin Stoltz, junior for the Pelley Christian Boys basketball team, following a 58-50 win over Knoxville here on Monday night. We'll take a short timeout back after this on 92.1 KRLS.